Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Firefighters say improperly discarded smoking materials led to a Door County fire earlier this week. Authorities say the fire caused about $20,000 in damage to a home in Egg Harbor. Crews responded to reports of a bedroom fire just after 4 in the morning on Monday. Officials say a smoke detector woke up the people inside and they got out safely. This week is Flood Safety Week in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us how you can protect yourself and your property before the waters rise.
Warmer temperatures cause snow and ice to melt into creeks, rivers, and lakes. This increases the chance of flooding to occur. Know your flood risk. If you live in a floodplain, near a body of water, or if you have a basement, make a plan with your family on what to do if floodwaters begin to rise. Pay attention to the forecast and have multiple ways to receive alerts about potential flooding. Never drive or walk through flooded areas. I'm Melissa Kay.
You can find more information at wem.wi.gov. A three-vehicle crash in Chilton killed a De Pere man and injured two others. Calumet County deputies say the crash happened shortly after 8 p.m. Monday night on Highway 57 in Chilton. They say the 77-year-old man from De Pere was driving north when he crossed the center line and hit two vehicles coming the opposite way. A 50-year-old man from Keel and a child in his car were both taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the other southbound car was not injured. Authorities don't know yet what caused the crash. If anyone may have seen it, you're asked to call the Calumet County Sheriff's Department. A sugar shack explosion sent a man to the hospital in the central part of our state. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
The Marathon County Sheriff's Office responded around 4 p.m. on Thursday to the location on County Line Road in the town of Hewitt. They found the 59-year-old man suffering from burn injuries. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. However, the Sheriff's Office included a note in the press release reminding the public that propane leaks in sheds, garages, barns, and other outbuildings can become dangerous if gas accumulates and is ignited. I'm Melissa Kay.
Melissa tells us propane systems should be installed and serviced by qualified professionals and inspected regularly for damage. The Packers have lost a fan favorite. The New England Patriots picked up wide receiver Romeo Doubs on day two of the free agency with a four-year, $80 million deal. Doubs started his NFL career with the Packers in 2022. In just three seasons, Doubs racked up stats that put him among the top wide receivers in franchise history. The driver, charged with killing two people while driving drunk in Ashwaubenon, will stand trial this summer. Court records show 21-year-old Laney Peters faces six charges, including two of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle for a crash on 172 near Oneida Street in 2024. Two women, ages 18 and 19, were killed in the crash. Although plea negotiations continue, the judge did set a trial date in court earlier this week in case there is no prior resolution. A sure sign that spring has come to Wisconsin, the Peregrine Falcons are nesting once again at the power plants. WPS and We Energy's officials say the Falcons have been spotted at all four nesting box locations in Rothschild, Oak Creek, Port Washington, and Milwaukee. Looks like Sheldon, Barney, and Ham Solo brought new girlfriends home this year, but Joel and Essity are still together and nesting in Oak Creek for the second year in a row. The Falcons could lay their first eggs in the next couple weeks. If all goes well, we could have another hatch watch on the live cameras near the nests, waiting for the first fuzzy chicks to make their arrival later this spring. Look for updates on Facebook, Instagram, and X all season long. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers held a press conference Tuesday morning to call lawmakers into a special session. The governor wants the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering in future redistricting efforts. In his State of the State address earlier this year, Evers said it's about fair elections that reflect the voters and not politics.
I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we all should be able to do to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish.
The special session will start at noon, April 12th, 2026. Now, in the past, when Evers has called special sessions, the Republicans in charge often gaveled out of the session almost immediately. In the State of the State, Evers indicated he would continue to call sessions until the work is finished. In Wisconsin, constitutional amendments must be considered in two consecutive legislative sessions before being placed on the ballot for voter approval. Immediately following the press conference, Evers began a statewide tour to promote his plan. Do the benefits of data centers outweigh the costs? Well, it depends upon who you ask. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, 45% of Republicans surveyed think they do. Only 24% of independents and 15% of Democrats see the benefits coming out on top. Poll director Charles Franklin, when presenting the poll data last week.
They are data centers.
Yep.
Where do we stand?
We don't like them. and we don't like them compared to where we were in October. So only 29% said that the benefits outweigh the costs of data centers. 70% say the costs outweigh the benefits.
The Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and 19th, interviewing 818 Wisconsin registered voters. Its margin of error is plus or minus 4.3. Don't get scammed by someone pretending to be from the DMV. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more.
This week is National Consumer Protection Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a rise in scams. Over the past year, DMV officials say scammers posing as the agency have sent text messages urging people to click fraudulent links or pay fake fees. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles says Wisconsin has no toll roads and will never send urgent demands for money by text. Officials encourage residents to learn how to spot scams and to sign up for the DMV's e-Notify program, which alerts customers to changes on their account, like a replacement license or address update. More than 1 million people have already enrolled. The agency has also added new identity verification tools to reduce fraud. Consumers can find tips and report scams at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
This year, Wisconsin's Supreme Court race features vastly different candidates competing for a seat on the state's highest bench. The Dairyland Patriot is reporting that conservative Maria Lazar and liberal Chris Taylor have raised considerably less money than the $98 million spent in last year's race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. So far, only $4 million has been raised between the Lazar and Taylor campaigns through February of 2026. Part of the reason may be that no matter who wins this election, the judicial balance will remain in the hands of the liberal majority. A victory by Taylor would ensure a liberal majority through at least 2030. The newly elected justice will replace conservative Rebecca Bradley, who decided not to run for another 10-year term. Some of the major issues expected to be before the new justice include abortion rights, voting rights, education funding, labor rights, and redistricting. Read more on the Supreme Court candidates Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor and their stances on several issues at thedairylandpatriot.com. Wisconsin voters will get one chance to see the state Supreme Court candidates debate this year. Judges Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor both accepted an invite from WISN-TV in Milwaukee for a debate on March 25th at Marquette Law School. Taylor's team said that this is the only debate that she will do. Lazar's team said she agreed to do several others that just didn't work out. The WISN debate will be streamed online and broadcast throughout the state. Online sports betting in Wisconsin is a step closer to being legal. The State Assembly passed a bill last week that would allow online sports betting through Wisconsin's tribal casinos. However, Wisconsinites would not be able to use popular platforms such as DraftKings or FanDuel. The measure still needs to be approved by the Senate. It's unclear how many senators will support it. Now, Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign the bill if it reaches his desk. Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Suns sink the Bucks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks got outscored in the fourth quarter and lost to the Phoenix Suns, 129-114. The Bucks have lost six of their last seven games, and they head to Miami, where the Heat beat the Wizards, led by Bam Adebayo, who scored 83 points, the second most in NBA history. The Bucks' Doc Rivers heard about it after his game.
Wow. 83 points. Well, that's what we play next, so at least I get to watch the prep tape. It'll be interesting. 83 points. That's amazing.
Baseball, the Brewers play the Reds in Arizona. Milwaukee at 500 with 8 wins and 8 losses so far in spring training. NFL, the Packers add some players in free agency. Chargers defensive back Benjamin St. Juice to sign a 2-year deal worth $10 million. Last night, they reached a deal with 49ers receiver Sky Moore. He can also return kicks. The Packers released Nate Hobbs. Offensive lineman Elton Jenkins is headed to the Browns one day after being released by Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy freezing drizzle this morning that will change to some light snow later this morning into early afternoon. It won't be a lot, around an inch or less of accumulation, and then some gradual clearing by late today. High of 36, clear tonight, 21. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with more rain and snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm. FM.